The battle over the vacant Supreme Court seat includes all of the usual advocacy groups on the left and right, and also one that usually flies under the radar. Organizing for Action is a group that evolved from Barack Obama's two presidential campaigns, and it has a full agenda in his final year in office, as NPR's Peter Overby reports.
It sounded almost like a rock concert when President Obama walked on stage at OFA's November meeting.
Hello, OFA!
As Obama spoke, he was in a reflective mood.
Understand this. I may only hold this office for another 14 months, but I'm not going anywhere.
OFA began as Obama for America in 2007, a combo of digital networking and grassroots organizing that revolutionized American politics. After the election, OFA took its massive email list and became Organizing for America, part of the Democratic National Committee. It changed again after the 2012 election. Organizing for Action isn't a political committee. It's a 501c4 social welfare group with a budget of $20 million and an emphasis on the grassroots.
You know, this is very much an organization that is led by people out in their communities who care about the issues of the day.
Buffy Wicks worked on Obama's campaigns and in his White House. Now she's on the OFA board of directors. She said OFA volunteers choose their issues. Not surprisingly, the list tends to follow the Obama agenda.
Things like the Supreme Court vacancy, climate change, you know, gun violence prevention.
The other thing OFA does is train people in grassroots organizing and leadership skills.
We've, you know, graduated over 3,000 people across the country who have the skills now to be leaders on these issues.
And that, Wicks said,
is a big piece of what I think we can offer kind of the broader progressive community.
OFA and the League of Conservation Voters joined forces in Wisconsin for a grassroots push on climate change. Also in Wisconsin, the two groups demonstrated against Republican Senator Ron Johnson. He opposes confirmation hearings for Obama's Supreme Court nominee. At the League of Conservation Voters, spokesman David Willett said OFA knows how to turn out a lot of volunteers.
The effective and disciplined way that they're able to organize their membership at the grassroots level is definitely at the top of the game.
Besides demonstrations, OFA volunteers are calling Capitol Hill in favor of confirmation hearings. A political scientist at UVA just finished a research paper on OFA. Sidney Milkus writes that OFA provides a new kind of support for a president who's always at odds with Congress.
They think of themselves as Obama's family. They've got his back. And I think it's really significant for a president to have a presence on the ground, community organizers.
Now here's the big question. What happens to OFA when Obama leaves office? Obama himself suggests he wants OFA to stay around. Here's how he said it back in November.
I'm going to keep on going as long as you'll have me, all right? Thank you, OFA. God bless you.
OFA plans to ask its volunteers what it should do. Milkus has his own theory.
What they will depend on what happens in 2016.
That means building on Obama's legacy in a Democratic administration or defending it in a Republican one. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.